You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So the segment is titled, Why Did HR Have to Talk to You?
God. Yeah. Come on. This is going to be sharing. This is sharing time with your boys.
You want me to go first?
Yeah. You've been to HR.
I've been called into HR once. And it's a classic on this show, but we had a member of the team, let's say, not on the morning show, but on the air staff, who had a baby. And I'm not going to say whether it's a he or a she. It's just that this staff member had a child in their family, let's just say. And I, as am wont to do on this show, was having some fun with it because this person brought in their child to show it off. And we kind of laughed on the show about how this baby, bless its heart, had the biggest head we'd ever seen in our lives.
Yeah.
And I believe I used the term Pez dispenser. But, I mean, it was all in fun, and we're just laughing. All babies have usually, not all, many babies have heads that are, they grow into their heads, right? When they become like three or whatever, the head is perfectly proportioned to their body. But when they're little infants, sometimes their head, they look like big beach balls up on top of their body. So we were having fun with it. And so I said, my God, I think this baby looks like a Pez dispenser. It's huge. But it's a beautiful baby. You know,
it's
laughed.
It's fine.
And the next thing I know, I'm called into HR because this person had gone in and demanded, that's the word, demanded that Dom Testa be fired from the radio station. You must fire him. He made fun of my child. As I recall, station management told this person, we've seen your baby. It does look like Festus.
Giant head. Giant head. Macy's Day Parade. Tie some strings down because that baby's floating away.
And listen, I guarantee you there are people listening right now and say, Dom, you are a jerk. Listen, it was all in fun. Everybody laughed. I seem to recall this person kind of laughed at the time, too. But if you can't laugh about your baby having a big head, I mean, you shouldn't be having a baby because you're going to go through a lot more difficult times than that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's why I was called into HR. I don't suppose you want to go. Dark moment in your history.
Apparently, it's frowned upon to say that potlucks are for jackass idiots during potlucks.
That was a different time. About.
Oh, that one was such a load of BS crap. I called out somebody at work for bad mouthing our morning show, and it backfired. And I ended up getting written up for supposedly making up things for somebody that somebody said that were totally said. That's all I'll say about that. But that was three buildings, four owners ago. Four GMs
hey, so
ago.
Was mine.
It was years and years and years ago. I wonder if that is still in. Do I have a file here? I'd be curious to see if that is still in my file here at the radio station. But
I don't know.
That,
do I have a file?
Oh, probably. I don't know. Did the files make the move to this new station? I don't know. It might have hit the shredder.
Anyway, so Jeremy and I have been called into HR. Have you been called into HR? If so, we are going to want to know why.
Come on. You're going to have to share with us.
Hey, we just opened up 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You know what I should do? I should actually go back and look on social media because that kid I was talking about is probably like at least high school age by now.
Oh, yeah, to see if
maybe
it's still
college,
got a giant head.
And see if it's still got a giant head.
Yeah, you probably could, man. You probably could.
Do you want to take one quick call before we go to break?
Sure do.
Let's do that. Let's take one quick call before we go to break. And then the rest of you, call 303-691-6. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Sarah writing in. She says, settle down. My baby has a big head, and I love it. That's what I'm saying,
Sarah. Looks just like mommy.
It's just they look unnatural.
All babies have
when
big
born.
Heads, yes.
It's funny. Here's a call from Allie, though. Hi, Allie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How
good
are you?
Morning. We're good.
We're good. We have been HR free
before.
For a long time. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Hey. That I've never been gotten through before.
Oh boy, this is big time for you.
Wow.
It is.
Are you
and I have a great story.
Well, then tell us now, immediately.
So this was back when I was 20 years old. I'm in my 50s now. I was 7 months pregnant with my first child. and the HR, they decided they were going to change up a little bit the dress code. And I got called in because I wore skirts, a lot long skirts. Being pregnant, that was easy. And I wore knee highs. And they decided dress code was you have to wear full pantyhose.
Oh.
I said, that's too expensive. I am not going to buy full pantyhose. And I, you know, they went back and forth with me, repercussions, blah, 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 blah. And then they said, do you have any other questions? I said, only one. And these are two older gentlemen, right? I said, I want to know which one of you will ask me to hike up my skirt to see if I'm wearing knee highs or pantyhose.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Nothing else was said. I walked down and went back to work.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Never wore a pair of pantyhose.
Good, you shouldn't. Those seem uncomfortable.
That's hilarious.
God. Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah.
Allie, you could not be more delightful. Thank you for listening. By the way, a lot of times when people have their very first call to us, we ask us.
Five.
You know the question.
You know the drill. All right.
I do. I listen all the time. You guys are wonderful. Thank you so much. Made my weekend.
It's so nice meeting you.
Take care,
Allie.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Well, we got five before I even got the question out.
I like Sherry. Sherry just wrote in. She says, boys, called into HR because I brought cookies in for everyone to share, but there was not enough variety in the cookie selection. No joke.
I wonder if that has to do with somebody having some sort of allergy.
Right. Or
and so
nuts.
They didn't have,
gluten-free.
Wow.
Wow, Sherry.
Here's Debbie on the phone. Good morning, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How are you guys?
Well, we're good. We want to know why you got hauled into HR.
Well, this was many years ago, and I still work for the company. I work for a nursing home, and I started as a CNA. And, you know, years have gone by, and you're wearing scrubs, and then I got promoted into an office. It took them at least 5 years to pull me in and tell me that I now have to wear a bra. I don't like them, and that's so I had to wear one. And I still work there, and I have to wear them now.
Can they tell you to do that? I mean...
Well, I don't know. I don't have really much, but apparently I have enough, and they got tired of seeing me without one.
Just distracting or something, or what's that all about?
The weird thing is me going in there, I knew what it was going to be about. I knew it. So it was interesting, but it was kind of funny as well because I didn't get mad. They didn't get mad, but they had to tell me.
But you kind of knew that this is it.
How long ago was this?
That's weird.
What year was this?
Well, I started in 96. I still work there today. And it took them at least 5 years to tell me and me being promoted into an office in the nursing home. So...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if today that would, I don't know.
I don't know how that would fly.
I don't know. I'm so glad you called, though. Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Have a great weekend.
That one made me feel awkward. Here's Anna. Anna says, I had to have a chat with the HR manager because of this photo, and I'll tell you the photo. She says, I printed it out, put it in the women's restroom at my office, and somebody complained that it was inappropriate. She says, I was just encouraging hand washing. The picture is a shirtless Jason Momoa, and the wording on it says, wash your hands like you're washing Jason Momoa. I'm just encouraging hand washing. Who's mad at this?
So in other words, take your time.
It's
is that what
inappropriate. Yeah. Lather up.
God,
that's a good
that's
one.
Great.
That's a good one.
Here comes Anita. Hi, Anita. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this was my daughter, and it was just in 2023. She wasn't feeling well at work, and her manager came to her and said, you don't look good. Are you feeling okay? And she's like, oh, I'm all right. I just have cramps. He turned her into HR, and they pulled her in, and she had to apologize because she made him feel uncomfortable.
Somebody needs to shove that guy down.
Well, and he's married, too. I mean, have men not been married to women that complain about their cramps?
It's just a natural human function. Shut up, dude.
Yeah. God.
It was too much for him. So
I hate that guy, and I don't even know him. I hate him.
Did he have to immediately sit down and fan himself?
Oh, cramps. Oh, I don't know how I can work the rest of the day.
He's in the construction industry. He's a construction worker.
Oh, I'm sure he's got potty mouth all day long.
Absolutely.
God. Oh, Anita.
God, that's crazy. So, Anita, thank you for the
word
call.
Cramp.
Don't say it anymore. My ears are hurting.
Oh, my God.
You're delightful. Anita, have a fun weekend, okay?
See you later.
Have a good morning. Thanks.
Oh, scary word.
Here comes Chris. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We're on our best behavior.
So why did you call into HR quickly?
So, I was in the Navy. I had one of my subordinates as I was walking by the barbershop, and I bet him $20 that he wouldn't cut his hair all the way down to, I think it was a zero, right? And so because he had blonde hair, he looked like he was bald. And so... My superiors definitely did not take kindly to that and wrote me up for hazing.
Oh,
for
my.
For making somebody shave? No.
I didn't make him shave his head. It was a bet.
It was a
bet.
But
then, well, so there's certain groups of people who shave their heads. He kind of looked like that.
Oh, and now I feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Chris, thank you for the call.
Hey, here's one that's more fun. Stephanie says, my favorite one was when I didn't provide a birthday cake for somebody's birthday, but I did it for somebody else. So I was called into HR and called out for favoritism.
Yes. Yes, yeah, I've heard those stories before.
You might not be able to do that.
Here's Jackie. Jackie, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're fine. We have been HR free for well over 10 years, at least 15 years now. So
nice.
What's your story?
Well, this is many years ago. It's like I worked in the marketing department of a corporation, and I was leaving, and I ordered the printing. But we also had an in-house print company. I mean, part of the corporation had a.
I'm already confused. What
I'm already bored.
I'm so confused.
I'm
going to
write you up for boredom.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
It's
okay.
All right. Just joking.
We're just
I'll
playing
jump.
With you, Jackie.
Yeah, jump right into it.
Anyway, so he complained to HR. The person who worked in the print shop complained to HR and said, "Oh, I'm not giving him information because I was leaving. I was moving out of here, and I'm not giving him the information to pick up my job." So I was actually walked out, out of the building.
Escorted out of the building.
I was. And so, maybe two or three, years later.
There's more. Okay, no, keep going. This is good. Honestly, I'm riveted. I'm riveted. Keep going.
This is good stuff because the guy was creating print jobs that weren't actual jobs, and he was getting paid for them. So he actually, ended up in jail because he... took the company for $800.
So he was printing. He was printing flyers for friends and then charging them and taking the money.
Not even jobs. They weren't even jobs. He was just coercing with other companies and making up jobs. So
you got
really
written up
good.
For that. You got escorted out.
No, I got walked out.
Listen,
I got
walked out.
Jackie, yeah. I'm gonna grab your hand right now and just
walk you
off of this phone call. Is that okay? grab my right hand. Are you ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here we go. We're walking. We're walking. We're out the front doors.
Walking.
And bye.
Oh, that was terrible of you.
She knew it was coming. I was walking her out.
I know, but I still feel bad for Jackie.
That's good for me and good for everyone else. You're welcome.
She'll never call us again.
Jackie, we loved having you.
Come on, Jackie.
It was time for
that
you
was
to go.
Jeremy who did that, not me.
Yeah, we knew. She knew we were role playing. Who else we got?
Billy. We got to be quick, though, Billy, because we're up against the break.
Jackie took all of your time.
That's all right, boys. So,
why did you get called into HR?
I used to work at a big sporting goods store, and we had audits at night. And management would bring in donuts whenever this would happen. So a guy ordered a donut without sprinkles on it, and he threw this massive fit, and he got nicknamed Sprinkles. And I got thrown into HR because customers started calling him Sprinkles.
Wait a minute. Is this the Billy I just read your Facebook post about Sprinkles?
Yes, sir. But that was last night, and I told you I'd call today.
Oh, okay. So now we know the backstory.
Yes, sir.
Donuts with Sprinkles.
Billy, thank you.
Thanks, Billy. Kind of fizzled out there towards the end.
Towards the end, yeah, towards the end. But you know what? Still, everyone who called in, everyone who wrote in, thank you so, so much.
Pedro says, I called one of my guys lazy. I guess we can't use those words anymore. Wanda says, I was a high school teacher, and I showed a movie with people kissing and using drugs. And then Barbara says, called into HR because I put a shower curtain up in my tiny cubicle to get work done. I was trying to be productive, and they called me into HR for putting a shower curtain up.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that great? Like, yeah, I would argue that.
What a great idea.
I want to be left alone so I can do more for the company.
Yeah, I'm trying to be more productive. We just were talking on the show yesterday, or day before, about how many times you get interrupted at work. Put up a shower curtain.
Yep. Mm-mm. HR, I'll get you.